Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Jesus said this to his disciples at the Last Supper. Up until now, they hadn't had to ask for anything in Jesus' name. Jesus had been right there with them, so they'd just ask him. But things were about to change. In a few hours, he'd leave them and he'd go to the cross. And after his resurrection, he'd leave them again and ascend into heaven. In a little while, they will see him no more. But before Jesus leaves, he gives them a gift, the gift of prayer. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until the Lord returns in glory, this is how we will speak to our Lord. However, prayer is an often misunderstood gift among Christians, so it's only good and proper that we take some time to learn more about it and to refute many errors along the way. We begin our look at prayer with Jesus' assurance. Most assuredly, I say to you. Most assuredly. This is a truly, truly a double amen. Here you have Jesus' promise that he hears your prayers. He doesn't pick and choose which calls to return, nor does he send most of your petitions to the junk mail file. He hears and he honors each one, and he promises to answer every prayer that is prayed in Jesus' name. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. That's an astonishing promise, almost too hard to believe. But it's what Jesus promises most assuredly. The Father will give you whatever you ask in Jesus' name. Jesus doesn't give you just three requests like some mythical genie. With Jesus, there are no limits. You can't bother the Father in heaven in prayer enough. As the Lord says in our gospel lesson, God the Father loves you just as God the Son loves you. He delights to hear and answer every prayer prayed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's a key phrase that we keep coming back to here. That's what the promise and the gift of prayer rely on. We pray in Jesus' name. We go before the Lord by saying, we are but poor, miserable sinners, unworthy of your grace and your mercy and your help. Therefore, we don't ask you to help us because we're so deserving. We ask you to hear and to help us because Jesus has died for our sins and risen again for our salvation. Don't help us because of our goodness. Help us for Jesus' sake. Help us because your Son has shed his blood to make us your children. That's what it means to pray in Jesus' name. And as long as you pray in Jesus' name, you can be absolutely sure that the Father will give you whatever you ask. Therefore, we sin when we fail to pray in Jesus' name. Now, let's be clear, though. I don't mean that every prayer is good as long as we tack in Jesus' name at the end. Nor do I mean that an otherwise good prayer goes unheard because we fail to end it with those three words. This isn't some sort of magic phrase that we have here. Again, to pray in Jesus' name is to confess that God answers prayer for Jesus' sake, not because we or anyone else has earned God's help. Another widespread error in our day is that God answers all prayers, even those prayed by unbelievers. But why should God hear such a prayer? The prayer of an unbeliever says, even though I don't believe that Jesus died for me, and even though I give him no thanks or honor for the cross, I still expect him to help me anyway. Such a prayer goes exactly against praying in Jesus' name. But then again, so is praying in your own name. And all too often, we believers are guilty of that. It's so seductive to think that God hears your prayers when you've behaved better or when you're trying harder. But if that's how you approach prayer, you're saying, "Dear Lord, hear my prayers because of my works, because of my good intentions, because I've been trying hard to be a little less sinful than I was before." A little less sinful is still terribly sinful, and God makes no promise to hear such prayers. Don't pray in your own name. Repent. And then rejoice. Rejoice in the certainty that God hears your prayers for the sake of Jesus who died for you. That's why you pray in Jesus' name. Another error we need to tackle this morning is the one made famous by televangelists. It's the error that God will give you whatever you ask as long as you have enough faith. As long as you believe in Jesus enough, then God will give you whatever you want. Just name it and claim it. But there are two problems with this. One is that this says that God answers prayer not because of Jesus' work, but because of how hard you work at believing in Him. If your faith is strong, you can count on Him. If your faith is weak, well, then you can't. How terrible is this? How terrible to tell someone who prays for stronger faith that God won't answer that prayer because his faith is too weak. And of course, the other problem with this kind of prayer is that it uses Jesus for personal gain. To pray in Jesus' name does not mean that you can expect him to give whatever your sinful heart desires. For often what you want is not what's righteous and best for you. To pray in Jesus' name is to trust that He knows what's best for you. It's to pray, "Thy will be done, not mine, O Lord." Plagued by the devil, though, in our sinful flesh, this is what makes prayer so terribly difficult. You'll be tempted to pray for deliverance on your terms with petitions like, "Heal me now, God." Or, "That job I applied for is perfect, so God, get it for me." Or perhaps, "Save this relationship." Maybe even, "Save this life." But God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His will is always best, and He often works through hardship to do us good. So if you fall into these errors, repent and then rejoice. Rejoice, for the Lord doesn't only hear you when your faith feels strong. He always hears you for Jesus' sake. And while you may not see the benefits of His answers in the short term, you have His promise that He hears your prayers and He answers them in a way that is eternally best for you. Now, here's an error that we want to approach gently this morning. The idea that God hears prayers more when more people are praying them. Therefore, if many are praying for us, we're more likely to get the Lord's attention. Now, please don't understand here. It's certainly good and right and proper for us to pray for each other and to ask others to pray for us. And it's immensely comforting for you and me to know that many people are praying for us. I don't want to take anything away from that. At the same time, however, it's good for us to embrace this truth that whether the prayer is prayed by one Christian or by many, God promises to hear it. Why? Because it doesn't depend upon the one or upon the many. It depends on Jesus, who died for the one and for the many. So should you trust in many voices rather than Jesus, repent and then rejoice. It's indeed a great comfort to know that even if you are the only one to pray in Jesus' name, God promises to answer and to hear your prayers. And there's just one more error that we need to refute this morning. It's tempting to think that God will answer your prayer as long as you choose the right eloquent words. As long as you articulate your need clearly, then God will answer. But if that's true, then prayer doesn't depend on Jesus. It depends instead on your communication skills. But it's not true. In fact, the Bible declares that we do not know how to pray. Rather, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we're told, with groanings too deep for words. So if you place your trust in your eloquence in prayer, repent and rejoice. Rejoice that even if the longest prayer you can string together is, Lord, have mercy, that prayer in Jesus' name is heard. Likewise, rejoice in this. Not only has the Son given you His name and prayer, and not only does the Father love you and delight to hear your prayers, but the Holy Spirit works to present your prayers in a proper manner to the Father. All the Holy Trinity bids you to pray. So rejoice. Rejoice, for God hears your prayers prayed in Jesus' name. And they will be answered because Christ has died for you. And because Christ has died for you, you can trust that His will is always best. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.